My guest today is Ian Rankin. Born in the Kingdom of Fife, he graduated from the University of Edinburgh and then embarked on an eclectic career path, working variously as a grape picker, swineherd, taxman, alcohol researcher, hi-fi journalist and a punk musician. In 1987, he wrote the first of a series of novels, which is now best known. Inspector Rebus was introduced to the world in Knots and Crosses and is still going strong in the most recent novel, the 14th in the series, entitled A Question of Blood, which is published in hardback by Orion. Mr. Ian Rankin, a very warm welcome back to Between the Lines.
God bless you.
Well, let's crack straight on in with Mr. Rebus. 14th in the series. He's 14 years older than when you first started the series, because it's all in real time. Do you still like Rebus? Do you still enjoy... does he still have the ability to surprise you?
If he didn't, I would stop writing the books. The only reason I keep writing these books is because I don't know everything there is to know about him.
Right.
And because I don't think I've explored everything there is to know about Edinburgh or Scotland through his point of view. So the books are him as a character, quite interesting to me, hopefully, looking at Scotland. And I don't think I know everything about Scotland, thank God. But also, he keeps surprising me. I mean, this book, I was on about page 20 or 30 or 40, and I was writing a sentence, and suddenly it became clear that one of the victims' families was connected to him. It was his cousin. And I didn't know that until I started writing the sentence. So when I started off with the book, I had no idea that his family were going to intrude on his story. And writing the books for me is an investigation. It's a way of getting to terms with the characters and the place. And it changes from book to book. And if he stopped surprising me, then the books wouldn't be interesting to write and I would stop writing them. I hope.
Do you want to introduce the first reading? Are you going to read from the front? Or?
I'll do a very short reading from... actually, it's not quite the front. It's not quite the front. It's Rebus is... What you need to know is you need to know two things. One is there's been a murder. And the second thing is that his hands are heavily bandaged throughout. He came to a curve in the road, beyond which was an esplanade. Stopping for a moment, he turned back to view the town. But most of it was hidden, behind trees, behind other buildings, beyond the arc he just travelled. There was a sea wall here, and he decided it was as good a place as any to light the spare cigarette Bobby Hogan had gifted him. The cigarette was tucked behind his right ear, and he pawed at it, not quite catching it as it fluttered to the ground, a gust sending it rolling. Stooped, eyes down, Rebus started following, and almost collided with a pair of legs. The cigarette had come to rest against the pointed toe of a gloss-black, ankle-high stiletto. The legs above the shoes were covered in ripped black fishnet tights. Rebus stood up straight. The girl could have been anything from 13 to 19. Dyed black hair lay like straw against her head, Susie Sue style. Her face was deathly white, the eyes and lips painted black. She was wearing a black leather jacket over layers of gauzy black material. "Did you slash your wrists?" she asked, staring at his bandages. "I probably will, if you crush that cigarette." She bent down and picked it up, leaned forward to place it between his lips. "There's a lighter in my pocket," he said. She fished it out and lit the cigarette for him, cupping her hand expertly around the flame, keeping her eyes fixed on his as if to gauge the response of his nearness. "Sorry," he apologised. "This is my last one." It was hard to smoke and speak at the same time. She seemed to realise this, because after a couple of inhalations, she plucked a cigarette from his mouth, then placed it in her own. Inside her black lace gloves, her fingernails were black too. "I'm no fashion expert," Rebus said, "but I get the feeling you're not just in mourning."
You're listening to Between the Lines with me, Paul Blessard, and my guest Ian Rankin, reading from his latest novel entitled A Question of Blood and published in hardback by Orion.